massive black and white. And we pointed out that a lot of Rishonim and Achronim posit that there is an Iser of being massive, and then the question is, where is it, where do we find it, etc. But over here, we have a situation where even though people have a legal right, even though there is Rishus, l'chora, that means that there's no Iser, however, there would still be a tashlumin, namely that you can have payment, appears from the simple reading of the Gemara, you can have payment even if there is no Iser that is involved. One would simply pay for the result of the damage even if he wasn't over an Iser. However, as you saw, this is not so obvious because it depends as to what does the phrase Rishut mean within our sugya, and that's a machlokas between whom and whom, as to what Rishus means in our sugya. Well, I mean, I think you all have many marmakomos on this particular line of the Gemara. It's machlokas between the Sma and the... No, the Sma wouldn't argue with the Meiri. Would argue with someone who is on his plane. The Sma and the Levush. In other words, the Rav Mordechai Yaffe wrote a series of Svarim that are called Levushei Mordechai, and one of the Levushim is Ir Shushan Tzahalav Samecha, and so his Perush on Chosh Mishpat is called Ir Shushan, and so the Sma quotes the Ir Shushan in order to disagree with him. So let's just look at the Sma together and see what we see in the Sma. He points out, maybe let's just give a little bit of background. There's a Gemara in Perek Merubah, towards the end of Perek Merubah, on Daf Pei Amud Beis, which points out at the bottom of Pei Amud Beis, the top of Daf Pei Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan Asara Tinoim Hisni Yoshua, that when Yoshua entered into Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, he set up rules of engagement. Of how to use Eretz Yisrael, what is permitted, what's not permitted, etc. So over there are 10 rules about what the Jews are allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. And then the Gemara says, we only have 10. Don't we also have this Mishnah on Daf Lamed? We have a Mishnah on Daf Lamed, which speaks about our inyan. Motzi tavno v'kasho l'rishus harabim l'zvalim. That people have to take advantage of the motion of individuals. It's like if someone were to want to, in New York, he lives near Times Square, to build a generator into the sidewalk, that when people walk over the sidewalk, they would give him electricity. In other words, they're walking, they might as well turn a gyro and give him electricity. So in order to create fertilizer, you have to get compost. And so to get compost, the fastest way of doing it is stomping on the tevin and the kash, and that is one of the tnaim of Yehoshua. That the Gemara points out Rav Yehuda Omer Bishas Hotzas Zvalim, like in Yemos Hageshamim, Adamotzi Zivlo L'Rishus Harabim, the Tzovro Kol Shloshim Yom Kadesh Yenishah Ragli Adam Ragli Behema Al Menas Kein Hinchil Yehoshua Es Haaretz. That this was one of the tonight. So the Gemara says the 10, everyone agreed to, and then there are those that we have individual traditions. And here we have a tradition of Rav Yehuda that there was an 11th tonight, and a 12th tonight, and a 13th tonight, etc. Okay, so we have over here that our issue of poskin bibo sehen, regorfin ma'oro sehen, is part of this, according to Rav Yehuda, is part of this tonight of Yehoshua when he entered into Eretz Yisrael. So the Sma points out that it's clear from all of the sources, both in Rav Yehuda and in our sugi, afal pikein, even though this act is permitted to allow people to stomp on your zevel in order to be able to make it more usable for you, im hizik, if someone was hurt in this process, chayev. Shi Yehoshua lo hisne shi yepatur mitashlumei hezeko. And so the question is, well, if you got to be chayiv if you're mazik, so then what did Yoshua gain by making a takana that you're allowed to do it? If the bottom line is you're going to have to pay if you're mazik. Namely, what over here was the enforcement of this takana of Yehoshua? And clearly, if you're going to pay for something, so even if you didn't have the right to do it, you're still going to pay for it. V'afal pikein points out the smatzrichin l'tnai di Yoshua, di'im lo kein hayu mochid. People would say, no. In other words, we're not interested in taking someone to court. We don't want to be hurt. In other words, without the Tanai of Yoshua, we would have had an ordinance in the city that no one could put out their zevo. The Tanai of Yoshua was that we have to have a sense of mutual compromise, that everyone can do it. However, you know, you have to pay if you do it. Okay, that's everyone agrees to. Now, he continues. V'lo ki'ir shushan. This is, in other words, we do not hold, says this one, like the ir shushan, like the levush. She'kasav she'yoshua lo hisne, ela al menas she'yehe kol echad mishamer et zivlo. This is ayen shan. That's what the ir shushan says, namely that the only heter of putting it out is if the person's going to stand next to it and say, watch it, watch your step, or put a big sign, hazard. He has to do something, l'shamer es zivlo. Comes along this man and says, zevadai eino, mapito. In other words, the moment Yoshua said you're allowed to put your zevel in Rishus HaRabim, there's no need to stand by it, there's no need to put a sign. Af ela afim eino meshamro, you're allowed to put it there. Just the ikar is the bottom line, that if you have to pay if there is nezek. So, what over here, the etzem, is the machlokis between the levush and the sma. Again, within the takana of Rav Yoshua, according to the levush, kol echad ve'echad mishamer es zivro. Within the sma, no need to be mishamer es zivro. They both agree that if someone is hurt, then payment has to be given. Why is this sma so upset with levush?
Because obviously, if you did the shmira, you would not need to pay if something went
wrong. No, even if you're shomer, there's still someone could get hurt. You could put a sign, hazard, thin ice, so someone could still fall through the ice.
I mean, it depends on the level of shmira, but that would be an onus, though. If it was a proper level of shmira, that would be an onus, it'd be pater.
I would go in the other direction. Namely, according to the levush, let's take the levush, why do you have to pay? Because kanir'eh, that even though you tried to be a shomer, your shmira wasn't sufficient. You're paying for an insufficient shmira. Well, according to the sma, no, you're pater from shmira. There's no need for you to do a shmira. Your payment is purely for the result of the nezek, nothing to do with your negligence, nothing to do with something that you didn't do properly. In other words, that according to the levush, it appears that you're never going to have a payment unless you did something wrong. But mashen, according to the sma, we can totally disassociate the payment from your fault, from your guilt. Namely, the question within our Gemara, we said, oh, we see that you pay even though you have permission. So kanir'eh, there's no connection between the iser of mazik and tashlumin. That's true according to the sma, but according to the levush, built into our Gemara, even though you have a heter to put your zevel and shus harabim, you still have an obligation to watch it. And when you pay, it's because of your lack of sufficient shmira. You didn't watch it enough. Now it's in your hands to decide how you're going to watch it. If someone is hurt, even though you're yelling at people, don't walk there, kanere that you should have done something in addition to yelling at them. Kanere that you should have, painted it. You should have done something else to warn them exactly of the situation. Can you bring a raya from our sugya to either side? Again, they each learn our sugya differently. The sma will learn our sugya, that even that the moment you have reshus, the moment you have reshus, there is no obligation on you to do any shmira, and in hiziku chayav l'shalim tashlumin is totally independent of guilt. According to the sma. Ma'ashenkin, according to the levush, even though you have permission, the permission you have permission to do it if you watch it. You know, your permission is limited, and that the payment, l'chora, is for the lack of the proper watching, is for the lack of the proper shmira. Can either of you, can you bring a raya from this sugya in either direction?
Shmiras Malecha. The Gemara talks about shmiras Malecha. It's not being...
Shmiras
and Malecha. The Gemara goes on to say, trying to figure out where this comes from, and tries to match it up with...
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Namely, our Gemara points out, let's just continue reading the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Hechi Dami, what's the situation? Iba hadin deka azli maske kochohu. It's Adam Hamazik. So certain, you know, there's no need to build a hybrid. Ela de baser de nayach, Hechi Dami. Ida afkirino ben l'rab ben l'shmur hainu bor. Again, no reason to create a hybrid. Ma'ishna abor de tchidlas asiyasa l'nezik amon chashmir asan alecha. Ani nami tchidlas asiyasa l'nezik amon chashmir asan alecha. Ela de lo afkirino l'shmur damar kulam ibor l'madu, still hainu bor. Gemara says, no, la'olan da afkirino v'lo dami labor. Ma labor shekein shelo birshus. Tomar Bahani de Birshus. Where do we see in our Mishnah there when you have permission to do something, then you still have to pay? Shor Yochiach. What is Shor Yochiach? Read Rashi, the top line on the bottom of the days. De Birshus Bezdin Hu Mahalech Birshus Harabim. Sharei Kol Adam Yeshlo Rishus Bekach. V'imhizik Chayav. No, tell me, why when a Shor is Mazik are you Chayav? Even though the shor has reshus to be in reshus harabim, because you didn't watch it well enough, right? Shmiraschan alecha. So we see if we're learning the chiyuv tashlumin from shor clearly, even though there is reshus, the reshus is to walk, but you still chayev to be shomer, right? In other words, hatzad hashava shebahem, right? Ushmiraschan alecha, that we have shmiraschan alecha. This is said black and white. Someone mentioned earlier the Meiri. This is what the Meiri points out. Let's look at the Meiri. Chachamim hitiru liftoach bibin veligrof ma'aros lo tzion rishus harabim. Mikoma kom dafka birizban hagishamim. When everyone does it and everything is all filthy. Ho b'yemos hachama ein lehem rishus. Then the Meiri continues. V'af b'yemos hagishamim. Af al pi shiyesh lehem rishus. According to the Sma, we would continue. Afal pi sheyesh lehem reshus im yiziku chayavim l'shalem. What does the Meiri say? Afal pi sheyesh lehem reshus mikol makom shmirason alav. This is the levush. Im yiziku chayavim l'shalem af achar shenachu af im yiziku. Namely, that again, it's a machlokes, the Sma and the levush. But clearly, our Gemara appears more like the levush in the fact that we bring in shoro yochiach. That the reshus does not take away the chi of shmira. In other words, the reshus is on condition that you're allowed to walk with your shvarim in reshus harabim on condition that you watch them. That's taken for granted. And then the fact that you pay, that's the payment, is for the lack of watching them properly. That's the whole din of mamon and shehizik. Okay? So the Meiri says the black on white. So, let's look at what we have over here. In Tosfos and Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Ma Labor Shekein Shelo Birshus, that the condition of bor, in order for it to be a bor, we had mentioned earlier, we need Tchilas Hayasiyasol Nezek, we need Maise Garmulo, we also need Shelo Birshus. What about a case where a person were to dig a pit in his own Rishus and then be mafgir his Rishus? So it says Tosos afilu asa'o birishus. He dug the pit in his own property. V'achar kach hifkir, kevan shehifkir, hainu shelo birishus. That the act of being mafkir, the boar, the act of being mafkir, his property, and the boar, that act is shelo birishus. You have no right by being mafkir it. You're it's as though you're digging it. where it's and so you're digging it shelo birshus, and that is the iser. There's a Gilyon Hamar, a Gilyon Hashas over here. Rav Akiva Eger points out Ayin LeKamon Kaf Chesem Adveis Tosus Divra Maskil Hanemile. What is Rabbi Akiva Eger pointing out by sending us to Daf Kaf Chesem Adveis? Well, let's look there on Daf Kaf Chesem Adveis. If we open up to Daf Kaf Chesem Adveis, we find a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. In other words, this is the core of the sugya of Bor, and we have over here a Rashi who points out about 10 lines into the thin lines. Rashi biramaskil da afkarinhu. So Rashi says over there ki Bor that he was mafkir. This Avno Sakino Maso, like a boar. The Savar Rav, boar Shechieva Alav Torah. What is the classic boar that we're speaking about? Not only a boar that you dig in the Rishus HaRabim, but Hifkir Rishuso Uboro Hu Dechievaso. That if you have a field, you dig a pit in your field, and then you're mafkir the field that everyone can walk through it, and then someone falls into that pit, that's considered to be the bor of the Torah. That we view your act of being mafkir as though you dug it shelo birshus. Is that something which is obvious? So look in Tosas Hanemile. He quotes Rashi. He asks on Rashi a number of questions that one can give answers. And then he points out about 12 lines from the end of Tosas where it says, Umashe bekuntrus. You see it there? Umashe bekuntrus, those who have an Ozva Hadar Gemara, there's a little test over there in a half bracket. Umashe bekuntrus ratza lechayev behifkir reshuso uboro kamo achofir bor reshus harabim. That the Torah was not only speaking about digging a pit in reshus harabim, but digging a pit in your own reshus and then being mafkirid, and that's also chayev. Ein nira l'ri. Tosas says, I just don't see it. Because the Torah speaks about chafira. Chofer bor birishus harabim, that's a case of chofer bor b'isur. V'chein, chofer bor birishus ha-samach l'rishus harabim b'isur chafaro. V'afilu chofer b'emtza rishus ha-vihifkir rishus ha-v'lo boro, kevin d'shalohu chayev l'hasir ha-takala. It has to be your takala. The kevin d'isle l'malye'e v'lo malye'e k'man d'karyagami. We have al iskei psicha v'kriya, that opening a pit is the equivalent of digging the pit. Aval, hifkir reshuso viboro, if a person is mafkir everything, the reshus and the bor, the chafar beheter, v'gam hashto nehifkir lav bal haborhu lo mechayev. In other words, Tosus on Daf Kaf Chesem Adveis disagrees with Rashi and holds that if you were to dig a pit, be reshus, and then afterwards be mafkir, your sada and the pit, there is no problem. Everything was done birishus. You have the right to dig a pit in your own rishus. You have the right to be mafkir, your rishus and the pit. And so it's all done birishus. We're missing the condition of shelo birishus. So where Rabbi Kiva Eger is pointing out is that Tosas over here, this one-liner of ma lebor, is according to Rashi on Daf Kaf Ches Amad Beis, not according to the Ri on Daf Kaf Ches Amad Beis. It's a machlokas as to whether the act of hefker would be the equivalent of digging this bor shelo birishus. According to Rashi, yes, on Daf Kaf Ches Amad Beis, according to Tosas Kaf Ches Amad Beis, it would not be the equivalent, and Tosas by us holds like Rashi. Okay, so we, you know, it's everyone agrees on the principle that you need shelo birshus. The question is, how do we define shelo birshus? To dig a pit in Rishus HaRabim, that's shelo birshus. To uncover a pit in Rishus HaRabim, that's shelo birshus. To dig a pit in your own Rishus, be mafkir your Rishus and not be mafkir the pit, that's shelo birshus. You're the Baal Takala. But to dig a pit in your own Rishus, be mafkir the pit and the Rishus, that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. Now, again, moving, continuing in Tosfos, Tomar Bahani Dibirishus.
So Tosos was just quoting that, was just explaining Rashi and
the unvalvanat. In other words, what Tosos says over here, Dafilu Asol Birishus Vilkarka Hifkir, Kevan the Hifkir Hainoshala Birishus, that is Rashi Shita and Daf Kafkasim Adays, that Tosos over there disagrees with. In which he's not mentioning over here that this is a machokas between him and Rashi, and he's not mentioning over here that he's on this here in this sugya that he is taking Rashi's side. There, you know, it's sort of a gratuitous tosos. There was no need for tosos to mention this at all. We're talking in our situation within Rishus HaRabim. Tosos just points out that we can expand the concept of shelo birshus even to something which is dug in your own rishus. But that's not Tosas' sheet later on. That's Rashi's sheet.
We don't really know what Tosas' sheet is because he quotes the other place quotes the read.
Nachon. Okay. Bissed. Tomar Bahani Dibirishus. So how can you learn out the case of Poskin Vibosehim from the world of Bor? Bor is Shalob Rishus. And over here we have Rishus Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Shor Yochiyah. Here we're going to create a hybrid by bringing in Shor. But we have seen, we already learned, the first five blood of Baba Kama, and we know that the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what does Shor mean? According to Rav, what is Shor? Kol Milei D'Shor, Karen, Shane, and Regel. So clearly, we can learn from the world of Karen that you're Chayav, Birshus HaRabim, even though you have Rishus to walk in Rishus HaRabim, you're still Chayav. But according to Shmuel, what is Shor? Regel. And what's the din of Regel or Rishus HaRabim? Potter. So what's the Shor or Yochiyah? What do you prove from Shor? You see from Shor that when an animal walks in Rishus HaRabim, which it has Rishus, and it damages, it's Potter. In other words, we want to prove over here from Shor or Yochiyah that even though you have Rishus, you're still Chayav. That you can learn out from Karen. So when you're on Rav's territory, this Gemara is beautiful. But Shmuel, and we pointed out that many of the previous sugas go like Shmuel. So over here, we're going to learn this sugya only according to Rav. That's what Tosfos was bothered by. V'im Tomar Leman Do Amar Tana Shalor Raglo Hechi Kamar Shor Yochiach De Birshus Chayev. We want to prove that even though you have Rishus Bezdin, you're still Chayev. Haregel Lo Mechayev Ela Birshus Hanizak V'Sham Ein Lo Rishus. Regel is just like the Chora, like Bor. That when you have Rishus, you're Potter. When you don't have Rishus, you're Chayev. But we want to say that Poskim Biboseihem, we want to say that this is going to be a chi of Nezek, which is learned out from our Mishnah. But where do we see it in our Mishnah? It's not Bor, and Chora, it's not Shor. If Shor is Rego. Powerful, powerful, powerful question of the Bali HaTosfos. And where it's not only, if you look at the Shita, not only Tosfos asks this question. Anyway, I mean, this is the question that it yells out. You know, how can you say Shor Yochiyah if Shor is Rego? So Tosfos sets up a Nukimta. V'yeshlomar, we have a case of Regel, where you have Rishus, namely to walk in Rishus HaRabim, and you are Chayav. What's the case, says Tosfos? V'yeshlomar k'gon shahalach b'Rishus HaRabim, v'hitiz v'hizik b'Rishus HaYachid, d'chayav k'damrinan l'kaman. We have a Gemara later on Daf Yutes or Med Aleph, there we have a whole sugi of Tsroros. And the Gemara Daf Yutes Amud Aleph says that the animal is walking in Rishus Hayochid, in the course of its walking, kicks a pebble into Rishus Hayochid. It's walking Rishus HaRabim. In the course of its walking, kicks a pebble into Rishus Hayochid, and it breaks someone's window, then the owner is Chayav Chatzi Nezek, even though the animal had Rishus. So you see, from the world of Regel, we can have a case where you have Rishus, and still a chiyuv. Okay, we can't see it from the world of Bor. In the world of Bor, the moment you have Rishus, you're Potter. However, in the case of Regel, we find a Nukimta, we find the case that even though you have Rishus, b'chol zot you're chayav. Okay, that Tosfos answered this question. The Rashba was bothered by the same question. Let's look at the Rashba. Ha damrinan malabor shekein shelo birshus. Hachikamar afilu aso birshusa v'akarkach hefkiro kol shefkiro hayna shelo birshus lo haya lo hefkiro achi yechasenu ka ra'ui. That's the previous Tosfos, that the Rashba also learns like Rashi over there in the sugya on Daf Kafkasim Adbeis. According to Shmuel, hechi dami. Ibirshus harabim paterhu. Ibirshus hanizak eino birshus. The birshus hanizak mayavidite. Ma pitom it's in the birshus hanizak. That's a case of shelo birshus. So here, the Rashba follows in the footsteps of Tosfos, and he gives ukimtot. Not only one ukimta, he gives about five ukimtos. Yes.
In the world of Rego, would anyone say that even if there was in Rishus Harabim, but you were being Koshela, then you would still be Pater? If you're in Rishus Harabim, but you're being irresponsible or whatever, then even if he damages, then in that case, you'd be Pater?
We're coming to that. That's the question. I mean, let's continue and see what the Rashba says. So the Rashba says, V'yeshlomar kagon, I'll give you an ukimta where regel is going to be chayav in Rishus Harabim, even though the animal has Rishus to walk in Rishus Harabim. Kagon, shehayesa kora miktsasa b'Rishus Hanizok miktsasa munachas b'Rishus Harabim. You have this plank that extends from the Rishus Harabim into the Rishus Hanizok. V'dorsa aleha, in the course of the animals walking Rishus Harabim, it stepped on this plank. V'shavra es hakelim she b'Rishus Hanizok, that were at the other end of this plank. Iname mishum tsraros, gon she dorsa b'Rishus Harabim, hitiza v'shavra kelim she b'Rishus Hayochid, da'asik no lekaman d'resh perakeitz at haregel, and after you test them at Aleph, mu'edes, the chayav mishum tsroros. That in that case, slicha, ketzar regel muedes, name of the perek, chayav mishum tsroros. So the iname is nothing new for us. That's Tosfos, right? The iname is Tosfos. What's this first yeshlomar? Is this a gemara? This case that he's giving about the plank? The case of tsroros is a gemara. The case of the plank?
Isn't it the same case as the one that Tosfos gave? It's just a different...
No, it's not the same case as Tosfos. Tosfos gave a case of regel, where the animal stepped on the plank, and by stepping on the plank, he broke something that, in other words, the plank now moved and broke something on the other end of the plank.
This case we saw in the rush, right?
This is a case that we saw in the rush. The rush created this case, yesh me'ayin, it's not a gemara, to explain the difference between himself and the Rif in the world of Shein Verego. Just to remind you, I sent you in the Mar Makomos back to reread it, that according to the Rif, Shein Verego, the Ptur in Rishus Harabim, is based on what principle? Svara. It's a Svara. It's a Svara based on Urchayu. Shein Verego are allowed to live. Right? The animal is allowed to live. The animal is allowed to walk in Rishus Harabim. This was the people's mode of transportation. This was their mode of carrying things. There must be a nicer word for that. Not only transportation, but carrying things. And this is the way the animal lives. It walks. It can't float in the air. And so if it breaks something by stepping on it, we have a p'tur. Comes along the rush and says, "Ma pitom it's a svara? It's a gzeres hakosuv. What does the Torah tell us? V'shilachas v'iro ubir b'stei acher. You're only chayev b'stei acher in Rishus HaNizak, not in Rishus HaRabim." Says the rush, "What's the difference between me and the Rif? Difference would be if an animal is walking in Rishus HaRabim and steps on a plank, and on the other end of the plank, which is Rishus HaNizak, the plank breaks a kli. So in this situation," says the rush, "according to me, what would be the halacha? Ubir b'steyacher. Chayav. I was mevayer b'steyacher. According to the Rif, pater. The animal's walking Rishus Harabim. So there's a difference between viewing the p'tur of Shein V'rego Rishus Harabim as a gzera sakosu ubir b'steyacher or as a svara of urchayu. Okay, that we saw. So now comes along the Rashba, and he says, if we learn like the Rush, then we have two ukimtot of Regel being chayav birshus haradim. We have the Gemara on Daf Yutes in terms of tsroros, and we have the case of the plank, that even regel itself is chayav birshus haradim. Very, very nice. But what do we do according to the Rif? What do we do according to the Rif? This is exactly what Yaakov tell us is asking. What's the difference, according to the Rif, between the case of the plank, that he says, Alpisvara is patur, and the case of tsroros, that the Gemara says is chayav? How can the Rif, in other words, the Rif appears to be untenable. How can the Rif go against the Gemara? The Gemara tells us that if an animal is walking in Rishus HaRabim, and in the course of walking kicks a stone, and it breaks something in Rishus HaYachid, the Gemara says you're chayiv. And yet, according to the Rif, if the animal is walking in Rishus HaRabim, steps on a plank, and breaks something in Rishus HaYachid, you're potter, because of we're chayiv. Can I read that the Rashba wasn't bothered by this. The Rashba learned like the Rush, but when you look at the Rush, you see that the Rif does paskin this way, and in other words, and it follows through logically. So what do we have to distinguish between what to understand the Rif? We have to distinguish between what and what. What's the difference between the two cases? Both of them, the animal is walking. Both of them, the animal is doing damage. But one of them is the av, right? And when the animal steps on the plank, that's the av. And we're saying that when the animal steps on the plank, then we have a ptur. And the other is the told of tsoros, and tsoros you're chayav. Now that's a little difficult. I mean, generally we say that all toldos are like the av. And the Gemara itself said that tsoros is exactly a tolda of rego, that it's patur birishus harabin, it's chayav and meitav. The only difference is in terms of the tashlumin of chatzi nezek, and then we saw according to the Rabbi Nochananel and the Rif and Rashi Nahavamina that the fact that chatzi nezek is mamon is the halchamash misinai. But not that there's a difference as to a chiyuv and patur, that we didn't see. Right? So I sent you over here to an achron who deals with this. Okay, which Akron deals with this? This is Rav Chaim. This is Rav Chaim Mipi on Rav Chaim Mipi Ashmua. You know, it's learning is very, very different nowadays than it used to be. In other words, when I was learning this the first time, there was no such sefer as Rav Chaim HaHashas, but rather there was a sefer Hazikaron for someone who passed away, where someone published his notes of Rav Chaim. And that's where he put this keta. Yes?
Why does the plank case not borrow Misiago? Meaning, I put the plank in the Shusarabim.
The plank didn't cause the damage.
Doesn't the animal step on the plank and then the plank hits?
In other words, the animal steps on the plank on which, in other words, on which there is a kli. And then the kli breaks.
And the kli has to be on the plank.
Nothing is flying through the air. Everything is stationary. But the animal is walking. The animal is walking in Rishus HaRabim and causing damage in Rishus HaYachid. Think of it conceptually. When an animal walks in Rishus HaRabim and causes damage in Rishus HaYachid, and this damage is caused by its body, then we say that you are patur. However, when the animal walks in Rishus HaYachid and causes damage via tsroros in Rishus HaYachid, then we say you are chayav. That's what we have to distinguish between those two. So if you look at Reb Chaim, he points out, he raises the issue, the tirates hagrach in the second paragraph, the yesh nafgamina ben regel litsroros. The bitzraros as linan basar hanezek, kevan de hasam hachiyuv hu mitam kocha, velo as linan basar makon hamazik, the regabe koach leka kan mazik, rakda as linan basar makom hanezek, de hasam poel hakoach hamachayev, avagabe regel shapir kosav harosh, according to the Rif, The Patur Kishador Sabirishus Arabin Behizika Birishus Hayachid, the Hasam Azrinan Basar Hadrisa, Kevan Shahadrisa, who Hamazik. What over here is the distinction that Reb Chaim makes between these two situations?
What's the difference where the mazik and the mazik is standing?
What's the rule? Do we go after where the mazik is or where the nizak is? What's the rule that their client is giving us?
Isn't that what
No, so in regular we go after the...
In general, when you have a mazik in one rishus and you have a nizak in another rishus, which rishus do we look at? Where the mazik is or where the nizak is?
Where the mazik is.
The rule is we look where the mazik is. And therefore, in the case of regel, since the animal, which is the mazik, is walking in rishus harabin, no matter where the nezek is occurring, is it going to be a ptur? We go after where the mazik is. Okay. However, in Sraros, what is the Reb Chaim positing? What's he suggesting to us?
There's no makom mazik because it's kol, meaning...
There is a makom. What is the mazik?
The mazik is the koach.
So the mazik is the koach. In other words, we go after with the mazik. The mazik is in Rishus HaYachid. In other words, don't look at the animal. The animal set the mazik into motion. The mazik is the koach of the animal. The koach of the animal is working in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so we have a rule, we just have to redefine the concept of mazik. The rule is you always go, it's not that, the question was, why in the world of regel do we go after the mazik? And the world of tsaros do we go after the nizak? The answer is no, we always go after the mazik. We have to redefine what is the mazik in the world of tsaros. The mazik is not the body of the animal. The mazik is the koach of the animal. And the koach of the animal is doing its work in Rishus HaYachid. I pointed out to you that, although this appears to be like a very brisk Torah, that the Melo HaRoim in the back of the Gemara already said the same thing. Just said it and not as precisely, but he said it as well. Where is it in this Gemara? It's in that the Yalkut.
Yeah, no question.
Okay. Maybe someone else. Well, I don't have such a Gemara in the house. Maybe someone else says it as well. Correct. And by me, the whole Melo HaRoim is on one page, so it wasn't hard to find. So, different worlds. The Chora Mashma, and it's etc. What? And if you tetem at Aleph, there's a Melo HaRoim. In other words, so he points out that in the world of the Rosh, that in the case of Tzreros, you are chayev for that which is done in the Rishus HaYachid. Afal gav deikar hezek deregel afkai gavna patur. Yesh ta'am yofel achalik b'neihem. Ikar hanezek deregel eino rakish emazik begufa, o bedover ha'agud begufa, gon agola moshechas bekara, gon eitz oroch hana. V'chein meshali nezek sham mishum naasa ha'ezek begufa mamash. Im kein ha'ezek nimshach achar gufa, kevan da'ogud ba, v'gam mishum da'achiyuv hu avur gufa mamash. Im kein kevan da'gufa, the gufa of the mazik is b'rishus ha'rabim, ein kan chiyuv klal. Da'ezek nimshach achar gufa, aval tsraros, ha'ezek eno nimshach achar gufa. Ilu haya gufa mamash haya meshali nezek shali. That's the whole uniqueness of tsraros. Called prishim meshali chatzi nezek, avur she'ena megufa, rak kocha, va'koach hazeh who gam kein birishus hayachid. The al koach hazeh shavur hakli birishus hayachid. Nimtza hakoach hazeh shanu machayevim hu birishus hayachid. Okay, so he basically says, he says it over and over, but that's what he, that lechor is already found in the Melo HaRoim. Okay, wonderful. Let's continue. So we have finished now. I'm sorry, you had a question?
I was going to, does it work even if you assume Basar Ben Kara as Liman?
And then?
I would think that the word of Basar Ben Kara as Liman means that you look, that even when it comes to Koko, you view it as if the first action that you do, like you go based, that's like, the mice and nezek. Zarek the mirror shagag, you view it as from the moment you throw it, right now is when I'm doing the nezek. So even though that's kocho, but the shas hezek happens at the moment that I throw it. So I think even by tsoros, you would say that in this case, that when the animal kicks, that's where the mice and nezek is happening, even though the damage happens later, all it's kocho.
Let me think of that. Okay. In other words, basically, we'll have to get more into Adam HaMazik and what the concept of Koko is by Adam and the concept of Koko by Eveheim. That's what we already sort of hinted at it, you know, where it's in the world of Tzoros by pointing out that Yitachem, that this is not the same world of Koko as by Adam. We'll come to it. Let me think about it. Okay, the Gemara now moves over on Daf Vav and Medez, even though the Tosos are still on Daf Vav and Medala, but the Gemara is Daf Vav and Medez, that we have one more hybrid. Ravina Amar Vasuye Hoditnan, Hakosel Vailan Shenoflu Lirishus Harabim, Vihiziku. If all of a sudden it happened without any, and without anyone having been gone to court on this issue, then the halacha is pater milushale. However, if the court gets involved, nasnu los man lakutzes sa'ilan v'listares hakosel, and the court gave him 30 days, v'naflu b'toch hazman, v'hiziku pater, la'achar hazman chayav. And this la'achar hazman chayav is that which is ticking off the Gemara. Why? Hechi dami. Why are you chayev on the kosel le'ilan la'acharzman? I da'afkare ben l'rava ben l'shmuel haynu bor. Ma'ishna bor de'hezeko matzui v'shmiroso lecha haninami hezeko matzui. In other words, that the Bezdin already had proclaimed that this is a hezek matzui. U'shmiroso nalecha. And so it's a pure bor. I da'afkarinu l'shmuel damar kulam yibor l'madnu haynu bor. Ech shaloiya, we have over here a bor. Why bring in the world of hybrids? La'olam dafkarinu, v'lo dami labor, ma labor she'chein tchilas asiyaso l'nezek, tomar bahani, she'ein tchilas asiyasan, when he planted the tree, or when he built the wall, l'nezek, shor yochiach, shor is also ein tchilas l'nezek, and still yechayev. Ay ma l'shor she'chein darko lechu l'hazik, bor yochiach v'chazar hadid. So we have another hybrid over here, between shor and bor, that here we have a case which is ein tchilaso l'nezek and b'chozot yirchayev. So we bring in shor to buttress up the bor. Okay, this is all our girsa in the Gemara. Tosvos had a different girsa. Let's look in Tosvos. Hakoso va'ilan shenaflu rishus harabim v'hiziku. Patur Milashalem, Kain Kosu Bisvarim, Shel Rashi, Vachain Besefer, Rev Alphus, Vachain Ikar. Aval, Tosos is aware that there were other manuscripts, Osam Shekasa Bahem Chayav Lashalem. There is a daya that if you own a wall or a tree and it falls into the Rishus Harabim and damages someone, you're Chayav. You're chayev. And Tosis asks, lo nehira, why should that be? Kevan de lo his hero chayav? That you should be chayav even though you weren't warned? Lo yitachid. Lo hakel lav de potro mimashim ashirin oso lokutz velistor. Tosa says this girsa makes no sense. It says that if it falls without any warning, you're chayav. If you go to court and the court gives you 30 days and it falls within those 30 days, then you're pater. And then afterwards, you're chayav. Why should it falling during the 30 days be any less stringent than it falling before you went to court? So Tosa simply rejects this girsa. Okay. I mean, you know, it's, if you don't have this girsa, everything is fine. But there were Rishonim who had this girsa. And one of them was the Mahari Katz. So let's see how he answers Tosus's question. In the sheet on the Vavim days, Mahari Katz said, Mahari Cohen said that, Mahari Katz, Katzam Zeh Lashano, Is Svarim, the Garsi Chayav Lashalem. However, Benosna Lozman Lokutz, Benofna Betoch Azman, Teturim. And that's what drove Tosas crazy. How can you have something that you're going to be chayav and then you're going to be potter? V'nir ali, the beresha chayav, havele lasuke adaite, shema yiplu viaziku. Upasha, v'nafal. However, toch hazman de potter, mishum de bereshus bezdin. What is the Mahari Katz saying? What's the difference between, we're dealing with three segments in time. Our girsa is that if it, out of the blue the tree falls into Rishus HaRabim, you're potter. If you were warned and given 30 days and it falls within the 30 days, also potter. However, after the 30 days, then you're chayav. This is the girsa of Rashi, Rif, Tosfos, etc. However, the Mahari Katz had a different girsa. We're over here chayav, here potter. And here, chayav. And he wants to explain this girsa. He says that a person should always be aware that his tree is, or his wall, these are items that are part of the world that we live in. And the world that we live in is constantly disintegrating, slowly by slowly. Everything is dying. As a law of entropy. That everything is going to return to tohu vavo. Everything is going to return back to its elements. And so a tree has a certain half-life, and after that, it falls. And so a person should always be aware that his tree could fall, and should be checking it. And therefore, if it falls, he's chayev, and hu adin in terms of his wall. It's not that it happened out of the blue. It's true that no one warned him, but a person should be able to look and see cracks, and to see whatever, okay? How can you move from chiyuv to ptur? Why should the case where he was warned and given 30 days be any different? So what does the Mahari Katz explain? What? He had reshut bezdin. He was given 30 days. So bezdin potered him. The problem is reshus bezdin a poter? We just said from poskim b'vosehem that you could have reshus bezdin and still be chayuv. So the Mahari Katz was aware of that. And so he continued, and he said, Kashem Ibraisa de Le'el, Poskim Bibosehen, Gorfim Arosehen, Afal Gavdi Birshus Bezdin, Miziku Chayavim Lashalem, Amai, Halo Birshus Bezdin, Hukidahacha. Make up your mind. Is Birshus Bezdin a poter? That'll explain our sugo, what we do with the Poskin. Vilinire, the Ha de Patrin Lehacha, Lav Bishum de Birshus Bezdin, that we have tzvei dinim of Rishus Bezdin. The Rishus Bezdin of Poskim Bibosehen meant what? And the Rishus Bezdin over here means what? Again, thinking, what, go back to what we said earlier. Our sugya is certainly a raya to the Levush and the Me'iri. According to the Levush and the Me'iri, what's the Rishus Bezdin? You have Rishus to do what?
To put it there and
be shomer. To put
it there
and to watch it. You have Rishus to put it there and to watch it. And so if something happens, you're responsible. What's the Rishus Bezdin by us? You have Rishus to leave it there without watching it. Namely, that's it's, that the Sma applies to our case. You know, that there are two different types of Rishus Bezdin. The Rishus Bezdin by us is you don't have to watch it. You have 30 days. It's safe. It's safe now for 30 days. You don't have to watch it. So therefore, it turns it back into an onus. Over here, when no one got involved, so everyone knows, we live in a world of entropy, anything can collapse, you have to watch it. However, if Bezdin tells you, we've checked it, there's no need for you to watch it, 30 days it's going to stand, then you're potter. In other words, as opposed to the Rishus Bezdin of watch it, and of you have Rishus, but watch it, this is Rishus Bezdin of you have Rishus, and don't, but there's no need to watch. Okay, that's nice. So we can have either Girsa and the Gemara. Each of them have a source. Now we come to a Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Idaf Kirin. All these are very short Tosfos. Each of them is like a jewel, has a lot behind it. Okay, yes?
That means that if there's someone's neighbor who has this tree, and if it's really on the verge of falling, he's better off not telling the Bezdin to warn him than having them warn him.
Again, we don't pass it like this Girsa. Okay? But according to this Girsa, in other words, we have no idea what Bezdin is going to tell him. That's the whole point. I mean, Bezdin may just tell him you have to cut it down immediately.
They don't have to give him Zman.
They only give him Zman if it's not dangerous. That's the whole point. Bezdin says, in other words, it appears to us that you have 30 days where it's not going to be a danger, and therefore, you have 30 days to get it down. Okay? That's the way the Marikatz understands. Okay.
So the Zman cuts of itself is the patur for
sure.
That's the patur for that the length of time.
Correct. Okay. Tosus over here asks what appeared to be like a little sleeper question, but it's very, very deep, and everything we're going to say from now for the next, till we finish here, may probably begin next year, will be based on our understanding of this Tosfos. E da afkarinu, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu bor. That's the statement we've seen so many times in this sugya. And over here, Dafka Tosus asked a question, we'll have to see why. V'yim tomar, ha'mashma l'kaman b'hameniach, the l'kulei alma, hifkir nezakav, la'achar nefilas ones, depator. That if, let's say, you were walking with a jug on your shoulder, and, where it's all of a sudden lightning, where it struck nearby you, and you were in shock and dropped the jug, and now there are pieces of jug all over the place, and you're mafkir them. It was a nefilas ones, and you were mafkir these shards, and then someone tripped on them or hurt themselves on them. You're potter. In other words, you didn't dig a pit. You didn't, this fell by, totally ba'onas, and you were mafkir, it's no longer yours, potter. V'hainame, this tree, onasu, the binyan v'netiya sha'asa v'lopasha klum. I would like to just expand a little bit on the question of Tosfos. That we've seen up to now that in order for something to be a bor, it has to have certain preconditions. We have a checklist. In order to be under the av mazik of bor, we have a checklist. That we saw from the world of Avno Sakino Masao, that it has to be tchilas asiyaso l'nesek. One thing. We saw from the world of bor hamisgalgel that there's a condition of ma'asav gormulo. We saw from the world of poskin bibosehem that there's a condition of shalob yirshus. These are conditions. It has to be 1, 2, 3 in order to be a bor. But in all of them, the assumption is that we have a takala, that we have over here a cause of damage that the person was involved in creating. At some point, he was involved in creating it. What we call in the Gemara, iske kriya upsicha ba'ala. He's chayav because he helped create a damager. And then we have these conditions. It has to be tchilas asiyasa lenezek, it has to be ma'asav garmalo, it has to be shalav rishus, but he had to be involved in creating the damager. Here, in the Kotel and the Ilan, clearly we have a damager, right? We have a mazik. We have, in other words, the Gemara uses the phrase that this is hezeko matsui, that this tree is just waiting to fall down. This wall is waiting to fall down. But Lechora, where is he? Where is the owner involved in creating the damage? When he planted it, there was no mazik. When it fell, it was an onus. When he was mafkirit, that had no condition, that had no relationship to it being a mazik or not being a mazik. It's in Rishus Arabim, and he was mafkirit. So that's Tosis' question. How over here do we have bor? Ida afkirinu, if he's mafkir the tree after it fell down, so he's saying that there's no problem. It's a regular boar. How do we have over here a boar? We don't have him involved. We have the conditions, but we don't have the involvement in the person in terms of creating a mazik. So on this, Tosis now comes up with a tremendous chiddush, and this is what Yaakov asked earlier. V'yesh lomar, Tosis says, kegon shehizhiro lakutz, v'listor shelo yaziku, avar azman have posheya, v'have kemafkir nechasav la'achar nefilat pshia. Have kemafkir nechasav la'achar nefilat pshia. In other words, that we view this as a case where he were to have allowed the jug simply to fall off of his shoulder. You know, it's just out of negligence, and it fell, and then he says, I'm mafkir the shards, and then someone trips on the shards, then certainly he is chayav. Namely, that we view negligence as the equivalent of digging a pit with one's hands. Right? We view the pshia as though he dug the pit. Is this an obvious, assumption? Where did Tosis come to this? In other words, that we say that his negligence is basically a lack of involvement. All right, that we view his shevi al ta'aseh as though it's a kumva aseh. Tosis's question is, where do we have a kumva aseh? Where do we have that he is involved in the creation of the mazik? And Tosis answers, the fact that he was told to cut it and didn't cut it, that means he was negligent, and his negligence is the equivalent of digging a bore. Yes?
You used the Rambam's poshe with the mazik to help us?
Certainly. So where did the Rambam come up with it? So you're saying that Tosas has a buddy. He has someone who agrees with him. The Rambam says Poshea Kamazik. 100%. Okay, very, very nice. The Rambam says it in terms of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, that is one thing. But here we're saying it in terms of Mamon HaMazik. So here I sent you to the Granat. In other words, the Granat is quite lengthy, but basically what he says is that we learn it from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Arba avos nezikin, hashor habor hamave v'hahever. We have a concept of mamon hamazik. The same way a person is mechuyev to watch his property, that it shouldn't damage, he's also supposed to watch his property that it shouldn't turn into a mazik. And if he is posheya by not cutting down the tree, if he is posheya by not tearing down his wall after being warned, then he has allowed his mamon to become a mazik. Namely, the same way that you are not allowed to, the same way you have to watch your mamon that it shouldn't damage, you have to watch your mamon that it shouldn't turn into a damager. That's a svara. It's a svara. It's not, you know, it's a svara that the chiyuv of shmira of your mamon is A, that it shouldn't damage, B, it should not turn into a mazik. It should not turn into a mazik. That's part of the shmira on your mamon. You should not allow your mamon to turn into a mazik. Having been told by Bez that you have 30 days to cut down this tree and you're not cutting it down, you allowed your mamon to turn into a mazik. That's the lack of shmira over here. Okay. Whether everyone agrees with this or not, we'll come to when we get to the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel. But this is what Tosfos over here posits in order simply to understand the sugya. The sugya takes for granted we have over here a boar. The only question is that we have a boar that lacks one of the conditions of boar, tchilas asiyas lenezek, so we bring in shor. Tosfos asks, where do we have a boar? Where do we have a boar? A boar means we're dealing with a mazik that was created by a person. Where do we have a person being involved in the creation? The planting is not a creation. The fact that it falls, he didn't cause it to fall. The fact that it's in Rosh Hashanah and he's mafkir it, he's not creating the mazik, it's already there. Where do we have his active involvement? So the answer is, the same way he's mechuyav to watch his property that it shouldn't damage, he's mechuyav to watch his property that it shouldn't turn into a mazik. That's Tosas's passage. Okay? Kevan sheziru lakutz v'listor shel yaziku, have posheya, have kamafkir nechasav lachar nefilas pshia. He allowed his property to turn into a mazik. Now, we have one more Tosfos, and then we'll get to the Rambam. We have the Tosfos of v'hainu. Hainu bor. Tosfos asks, it's unclear from the Gemara, it's after the 30 days, when this tree falls down and damages, what was the scenario? Did it damage while falling, or did it damage after it fell? Up to now, the Gemara always asked that question. And over here, the Gemara doesn't ask that question. And that's above him a day, the Gemara doesn't ask the question, hey chidami, ida azli, in other words, have eish, ida lo azli, have bor, in other words, etc. So it appears, says Tosfos, that it's irrelevant. That we would have the same, in other words, that the same shakla vitaria in the Gemara would apply whether we are dealing with damaging as it falls or damaging after it falls. That the halacha would be the same in both. In other words, that we would view it as bor, except for the fact of we lack trilas asiyas on lenezek. So this asks, we never viewed something that was in motion up to now as a boar. We always viewed it as eish. Why over here does the Gemara ignore eish? And the Gemara seems to say that we're dealing over here only with boar. So Tosfos explains, right? Tosfos points out, the bottom, in other words, on Davavim it is, where we get to the bottom of the wide lines, the middle of the line, Vahashta Asi Shapir, the Medamale Labor, Tfei Mila Esh. Af Agav de Bishas Nefilo Yesh Le Damoso Le Esh Kamo Labor. He says, no, Me Esh Chaluk. It's more similar to Bor, even while it's falling, than to Esh. Why? The Me Esh Chaluk, it's different from Esh, B'meshe Ein Koach Acher Me'urav Bo. It's different from Eish in terms of the lack of koach acher. It lacks the condition of bor, b'ma she'ein tchilas asiyason le nezek. But Since the case where it fell down is like Bor, so we're going to view it even when it's in motion like Bor. Now, it's not exactly Bor, but it's also not exactly Esh, but since when it falls down it's pure Bor, we're going to view it even when it's falling as Bor and not as Esh, because it lacks koach acher me'urav bo. In other words, according to Tosfos, wind is koach acher me'urav bo, but what is not koach acher me'urav bo? I mean, how did this fall?
It deteriorated.
Hmm?
The tree, like, deteriorated.
Yeah, but what do we call the... I mean, why when a tree deteriorates does it fall?
Gravity.
Gravity, right? There's a law of nature called gravity, that everything is going to be pulled to the ground at some point. And so the moment that it deteriorated to the degree that it's not held together, it's going to fall due to the law of gravity. So Tosis is telling us that the law of gravity is not considered to be koach acher me'urav bo. Is this so pashut?
Seems like a pretty good finish.
What, in other words, in what way is it a chiddush? I mean, what would, without Tosfos, how would you have learned koach acher me'urav bo?
We had Sakin Evan and Masao, which also fell due to gravity. It was called from acher me'urav bo.
But over there, there was a ruach metzuya. But what Shimon is pointing out is that what is a ruach metzuya? There's also a law of nature. Namely, we have a lot of laws of nature. And normally we would say that when we take nature into account, that's called koach acher me'urav bo. When we're dealing with when something is you know, ruach she'ena metzuya, we can view that as onus. But the fact that things are naturally moving, the fact that you have a wind pushing an item, in other words, that's a law of nature, that when you put force on an item, it's going to move. A law of momentum, I don't know, a law of inertia. There are laws in physics. In other words, so there's a law that when you put pressure on an object, it's going to move, it's going to lose its inertia. And there's a law that when of gravity, that the things are going to be pulled to the ground. And Tosis is distinguishing. Tosis is saying that we'll view the wind as an outside factor. That's a koach acher me'urav bo. Ma she'en kein, in terms of gravity, what are we going to view that as? As something internal. It's built into the item. It's not something acher. Did you come across this anywhere else, this discussion? Do you have a chance to look at the run? Didn't reach it yet. No? Okay, stop. We'll stop here. Okay. So I already printed up for you. You're lucky. Okay, I printed up for you the Ran. I even left out the parts that may have confused you. You can look at the Ran inside, though, because I think it's a very plush of a Ran. Just the background is that the Ran is writing in Maseches Sanhedrin in the world of murder. Our Gemara is talking about the world of Mazik. The question is whether we have the same rules of the game in terms of murder and in terms of damaging property. But the question is a very similar one. If one were to throw a rock in the air and would come straight down and kill someone, who's the murderer?
Correct.
Or is there a murderer? In other words, there's the Rishon Rabbeinu David. We have his Kiddushim on certain Masechtos, Pesachim, etc. So the Ran quotes Rabbeinu David in one direction and he disagrees with Rabbeinu David, and it's relevant to our issue. And then we move back to the Rambam. When the Rambam summarizes our sugya in Hilchos Niske Mamon, in Perek Yud Gimel, he appears to leave out some factors that our Gemara considered to be very important. And so the question is, A, the Rambam, internally, how do we understand the Rambam, that he shouldn't be Soser himself? And then how do we understand why the Rambam simply ignored certain parts of our Gemara, that the Gemara, built the Shakla Vitaria, how do you just leave out part of the Shakla Vitaria, and how did he understand the sugya? Okay, so on the first question, simply to understand the Rambam internally, I sent you to an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is working off of a question on the Rambam, which is found in the Taz, in Choshen Mishpat, over there, in Siman Tuf, Tet Zayin. It's not called, it's one Seif. So we pay to look in the Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Taz, and then see the Aruch HaShulchan. In the terms of understanding the Rambam, copy of the Gemara, so we have two sections within Reb Chaim, and that will conclude our discussion of the hybrids. Then we just move over into a short discussion of the Hebrew language. What's the difference between a chov and a chiyuv? Okay, and then we move over into the world of Meta. Okay, so next time Glinet will finish what we began, and certainly see the world of Lashon HaKodesh. And I'll give you Mar Makomos to begin Meitav. I appreciate it if I get to something that you didn't see, just, you know, or signal me, you know, like in an auction, you can scratch your head. Just let me know. I'm not interested in learning with you that which you haven't seen in advance. Okay? Maybe I should be, but I'm not in a rush. I'd like to go at your pace, not at mine.